Dear people who keep company with God. When the Lord revealed the Father's heart to me in 2003, He also spoke to me concerning things that hinder His people. One of those things is wrong interpretation and understanding of the Scriptures. As He was speaking, these two Scriptures came to my mind. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6, and My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. James 3:1. The Lord also asked me a question relating to this. He said, What would you be willing to exchange, what you think you know, for what is on my heart? As wonderful as an invitation as this is, it is a major challenge to actually walk out. I want to share some of my journey to making this exchange. Luke 7:23. Blessed is he who does not take offense at me. The first steps in this journey of exchange had to do with God allowing me to be offended in order to reveal my wrong thinking and intents of my heart. God does not always speak, act, or move in the way we expect Him to. One of the reasons for this is to give us an opportunity to humble ourselves so He can give us more grace. Heidi Baker uses a term, get low, that really says it well. I had a lot of wrong thinking because I had and continue to have much opportunity to get low. Even when circumstances forced me to the lowest place I have ever been, I found a level of grace that I did not know even existed. In the midst of situations that bring offense, the key is to humble yourself and not accuse the Lord or any person. Matthew 4:17. From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, Repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You cannot change your heart. God will not change your mind. But if you will change your thoughts, God will change your heart. Richard Roberts. Also see Romans 8, 5-7. The next steps of the journey had to do with repentance. I have learned a lot about repentance because I have had to repent so much. Repentance means much more than weeping over sin or even turning from sin to follow God. In fact, turning from sin to God is more the result of true repentance than is the actual act of repentance. Repentance means you change your way of thinking. Repentance also means, from the Hebrew perspective, to come home. What many believers fail to grasp is that the mind is the doorway to the supernatural world. Our heart is the center from which we are designed to live, but our mind is what allows or disallows what the Spirit releases into your heart to actually be lived out. The Father continues revealing areas where my thinking and His thinking need to be exchanged. Luke 24, verse 30. Now it comes to pass, as he sat at the table with them, that he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished from their sight. The next thing the Lord began to do was to break the bread of his word open, which is allowing the Holy Spirit to teach and give revelation as to what the word really says. We cannot simply accept what other people say the Word says when we can know what the Lord Himself has to say. That is a great exchange. This will result in the eyes of our heart being opened to see the Lord, which fuels hunger and passion for relationship with Him. Luke 24:32. The opening of the invisible heavenly realm has been one of the most intriguing and rewarding part of this journey for me. I want to tell you one last thing that God is beginning to do with me on this journey. In order to more fully walk in our inheritance that is described in the Bible, we have to see the Word with the eyes of our heart. Ephesians 1:17-19. The Word is already written on our hearts. Hebrews 8:10. And as the eyes of our heart are opened, we can see the Word on our hearts and begin to lay hold of what is written there. The Lord is offering all of us this great exchange. It is the how of the Lord. Many blessings. Byron Wicker. Mm-hmm.